So it's fair to say few Americans knew anything about the Taliban before the 9/11-2001 attacks. But it's probably also fair to say that few Americans knew there was a separate Pakistani Taliban, distinct from the Afghan group, until Faisal Shahzad, the accused bomber in the Times Square bombing incident, was arrested. And the Justice Department blamed his attack on the Pakistani Taliban, which they claim facilitated and possibly even organized it. The Pakistani Taliban's visibility for Americans is high. The BBC's Owen Bennett-Jones has just returned from the Punjab, Pakistan's economic powerhouse, and far away from the border with Afghanistan, and he found that the Taliban in Pakistan is actually gaining in popularity among the poor and disenfranchised. Good morning, Owen.
Good morning to you.
So the visibility of the Pakistani Taliban, it couldn't be higher just at this moment that the alleged bomber in the United States has been linked to the Pakistani Taliban.
Well, the visibility in Pakistan has been high for some years because while you've had this failed attack in New York, in Pakistan, every week for years now, there has been suicide attacks killing in total tens of thousands of people. So, of course, the awareness of the Pakistani Taliban could scarcely be higher in Pakistan itself.
Why is it increasing in popularity?
Well, the area that they are strong is actually in the northwest of the country, near the Afghan border. And there are lots of reasons why the Taliban does have support. There is anti-Americanism as a result of the American invasion of Afghanistan. And there is also the feeling that maybe the Taliban can do things that the Pakistani state fails to do, such as provide schools or functioning courts. But there is another element, and this is what I was looking at over the last couple of weeks, which is that the Taliban, to some extent, are fighting a class war. They are a revolutionary movement, really. There are sort of Maoists and Naxalites elsewhere in South Asia. In Pakistan, it takes religious form, and they are railing against a corrupt ruling elite.
And you've actually spoken with people who identify that movement in so many words.
Sure, yeah, I've spoken to Taliban detainees. It's difficult to meet people from the Taliban now for fear that they'll kidnap you. But those who are detained, if you talk to them about why they do it, I mean, it's not really the case with this guy you had in New York, who obviously came from a middle-class family, probably more motivated by anti-Americanism, but some of these people do come, the foot soldiers of the Taliban come from the poorest elements of society, and these are families that have been poor for centuries, and which, frankly, will remain poor for centuries to come, and they want a way out.
And it's amazing to me how this message even resonates among people like retired civil servant Khalid Aziz, who you spoke with in northwest Pakistan. Listen.
The Taliban is a romantic movement. They are groups of Robin Hoods. I think the Taliban are telling the deprived, you don't have to worry about the state, the policeman, the sheriff, the judge. Just come with us. We will sort him out.
Well, there you are. He's a very knowledgeable man. He's been working in that area for decades. He knows what's going on.
And landowners in Pakistan, in the Punjab, are actually concerned about this.
Sure they are. They're being attacked. In Punjab, they fear they may be attacked as the Taliban make this appeal against them.
Well, class warfare in the Punjab as the Pakistani Taliban raise their profile. Actually, it's been raised there, as Owen Bennett-Jones says, for quite a while. Owen Bennett-Jones is a veteran BBC journalist, host of NewsHour. Just got back from Pakistan over the weekend. Thank you, Owen.
Thanks a lot.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.